All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, yesterday saw the New England Patriots acquire wide receiver Josh Gordon from the Cleveland Browns. Now, the move will only cost the Patriots a conditional fifth-round pick next year. The Patriots and Browns have become frequent trading partners in recent years. We saw the Pats trade linebacker Jamie Collins to the Browns a few years ago. We recently saw New England pick up defensive tackle Danny Shelton, a former first-round pick from Cleveland. We also saw them acquire defensive back Jason McCourty. Of course, his twin brother Devin McCourty has been a staple on the Patriots roster for a very long time, and now they're at it again. And you look at a guy like Josh Gordon, I think this is one of those situations for the Patriots. It's low risk, potential high reward, because you look at a guy that has played sporadically over the last 4 years and is due to the fact that he's been suspended by the NFL for a violation of his substance abuse. But you look at what Gordon can do when he's there. In just 14 games back in 2013 at the age of 22, this guy had 87 catches for 1,646 yards, which led the league. He also had 9 receiving touchdowns, and he had a 95-yard touchdown. And on average, he was averaging 117 or more than 117 yards per contest. He only appeared in one game so far this season for Cleveland. He had one catch for 17 yards. But you look at a guy in Gordon, he's a big receiver. He's 6'3", 225 pounds. He's a freak of nature. And I think this is one of those situations where it always happens with the Patriots. You're looking at another potential reclamation project, and I think Gordon can be that guy. Josh Gordon will never be in a better situation than he is right now, because you're arguably going to be under the tutelage of one of the best, if not the best, head coaches in NFL history in Bill Belichick. And you're going to have the opportunity to play with quarterback Tom Brady, who is one of the best to ever do it. And of course, a guy like Tom Brady expects perfection out of himself. So if Tom Brady expects and demands perfection from himself, the same can be said of his offensive teammates. And if there's one pet peeve that Tom Brady has, it is a receiver who does not know where he has to be on an assignment. Now, a guy like Josh Gordon, he has to bring it every single snap, every single play. And I'm talking about practice first before you actually get onto the field in a game situation for the New England Patriots. Now, obviously, the Patriots are not going to throw him out there for 50 plays come Sunday. He's going to have his packages, and they're going to bring him up to speed. But I guarantee you, this changes things, because we saw the game this past Sunday with the Pats when they lost to the Jacksonville Jaguars. And there were 2 and 3 guys consistently covering Rob Gronkowski, their all-pro tight end. You go back to week 1 in their victory over the Houston Texans, the same thing. Julian Edelman is not expected to be back until week 5 because he is suspended right now by the NFL. So now you're talking about a situation, by the time Edelman comes back, Gordon's going to be up to speed. You're going to have Gronk. They're going to have their packages for them. And you still have to deal with their running backs coming out of the backfield. And it's the same old New England Patriots. We see this every single year. People consistently want to write this team off, whether they get to the AFC Championship game and lose, whether they win the AFC Championship game, whether they win the Super Bowl, whether they lose the Super Bowl. People continuously want to write this team off. But it's the same thing. Belichick finds a way to make deals. They take guys on one-year flyers. They fall in line. And the next thing you know, they might start off slow when the season begins like they are right now at 1-1. But come late October, early November, the Patriots are getting on a roll. And the next thing you know, wow, New England's about to clinch the AFC East. Within a week or two, wow, New England is ready to secure a first-round bye for the playoffs. A week or two after that, New England has secured home field advantage throughout the AFC playoffs. So it's the same old song. And I think Gordon is going to be a guy. He's going to have a solid impact for this team. Might not have a Pro Bowl caliber season, but I guarantee you this. He's going to be a big target for them in the red zone. He's 6'3". He's 225. I cannot repeat that enough. That is another jump ball candidate for this Patriots offense in the red zone. You're no longer going to double Gronk. You still have to worry about Edelman when he comes back. You also have Chris Hogan, and you also have the likes of Rex Burkhead and Sonny Michel coming out of the backfield. So it's a situation where the rich get richer. The Patriots are stocking up once again, and like it or not, come January, this team is once again going to be a force to be reckoned with. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.